Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. The SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Whiskey 8 Mike Whiskey, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move on the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. You know, there's many net controls this evening. I'm just merely opening it up this evening. My call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathleen, and I'm located in the city of Port St. Lucie, Florida, where we currently have a temperature of 83 degrees. We had a high of about 85, and it looks like we're expecting rain within the next hour. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, please come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. How about anyone celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, anything special this week? Maybe last week, or maybe the next week, that'd like to come aboard and share with us. All right, hearing no birthday stations, I always say this means we're not getting any older. This is the monthly Thursday Informational Net Open Forum, or TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. But I do want to advise all stations connected that this net will be recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast. So all stations participating will be part of that recording. All right, this evening's program is entitled, once again, the National Traffic System. So hopefully you'll enjoy the presentation, hopefully you'll ask questions, and maybe just check in just to say hi. So with that, I'm going to throw it over to you, KY6V, so you can begin the program, and thanks for allowing me to open it with the preamble. KY6V from Kilo 6 Sierra United November, the podium's all yours.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Gordon here, KY6V. And tonight's program, as Kathy has mentioned, is going to be the National Traffic System. And the National Traffic System, NTS, is an important resource for amateur radio public service and emergency communication. A major focus is to ensure that we can deliver traffic quickly and efficiently during an emergency situation. It also serves as an enjoyable activity and a training ground for amateur radio operators. The NTS system was formed and placed in use in 1949, and that was 75 years ago. So with that said, let's get the program started with our first narrator over in Wales, GW8SZL. Are you ready, sir, from KY6V? Over.
Yeah, KY6V from GW8SZL. I most certainly am there, Gordon. Okay, an ARRL radiogram is an instance of formal written message traffic routed by a network of amateur radio operators through traffic nets called the National Traffic System, NTS. A typical form has a place for the plaintext message as well as for several headers that are important for routing the message to its proper destination in a timely manner. These fields include the message's priority, the call sign of the station of origin, the amateur radio operator who placed the message onto the message net, the date and time of origin, contact information of the message's recipient, as well as the call sign of the station that delivered the message. It is called a network of amateur radio operators through traffic nets, called the National Traffic System, NTS. It is a plain text message, along with relevant metadata, those are the headers, that is placed into a traffic net by an amateur radio operator. Each radiogram is relayed, possibly through one or more of an amateur radio operators, to a radio operator who volunteers to deliver the radiogram content to its actual destination. Here's a little bit about the form overview. Radiogram forms facilitate a standard protocol between amateur radio operators, allowing much faster relay of formal messages. They do this by always having the message headers in a certain order, allowing operators to read and understand the headers without explicit verbal labels. And this is especially important in hectic and stressful environments, such as during a disaster, when many parties call upon radio operators to quickly transfer messages in and out. The header's purpose and the order are logical and intuitive, enough that many amateur radio operators have memorized it, and in the extremities can transmit and receive radiograms without referring to the actual form itself. Now we have the preamble part. All messages must have a preamble. The preamble of the message contains information about the message necessary to keep track of it as it passes through the amateur system. The parts of the preamble, except for the check, as noted here later, are not changed by any station relaying or delivering the message. They are permanent parts of the message created by the station of origin and must remain within the message all the way to the delivery point. Preamble information is used to service undeliverable messages and to generate replies to specific handling instructions. Now the message number. The message number is selected by the station originating the message, and it must be on all messages. It stays with the message all the way to the point of delivery. The delivery station may need to reply to the station of origin and refer to this number. Now use numbered digits only, no letters, no leading zeros or dashes. Numbers usually begin with 1 at the start of a year or month, at the pleasure of the originating station. Now, message precedence. Letters used to indicate the precedence of a message must be on all messages. See the latest precedence full definitions from the ARRL. And that's from ARRL, Foxtrot Sierra Delta, -3. Now here's a brief overview of precedences. Precedences, ARRL FSD-3, 2/94. Emergency, spelled out on the form. Any message having life and death urgency to any person or group of persons which is transmitted by amateur radio in the absence of regular commercial facilities. Now this includes official messages of welfare agencies during emergencies, requesting supplies, materials or instructions vital to the relief of stricken populace in emergency areas. Now, during normal times, it will be very rare indeed. On CW and RTTY, this designation will always be spelled out. When in doubt, do not use it. Now, emergency. Emergency is always spelled out in the preamble. It means that other radio amateurs should be included in the delivery options. Emergency messages have immediate urgency. They should take priority over any other activity and should be passed by the best means available with the cooperation of all the stations. Now, priority P messages. Use abbreviation P on CW and RTTY. This classification is for A, important messages having a specific time limit, B, official messages not covered in the emergency category. See? Press dispatches and emergency-related traffic not of the utmost urgency. And finally, D, notice of death or injury in a disaster area, personal or official. Now, the next category is welfare, and that uses W for whiskey. Now, this classification, abbreviated as W, on both CW and RTTY, refers to either an inquiry as to the health and welfare of an individual in the disaster area, or as an advisory from the disaster area that indicates all is well. Welfare traffic is handled only after all emergency and priority traffic is cleared. Now, the Red Cross equivalent to an incoming welfare message is Delta Whiskey India, which stands for Disaster Welfare Inquiry. And then next we have routine messages, and that's Romeo messages, R. Now, most traffic in normal times will bear this designation. In disaster situations, traffic labeled as routine, that's R on CW and RTTY, should be handled last, or not at all when circuits are busy with higher precedence traffic. Now, here's some notes. These precedences are not meant to prohibit handling lower level traffic until all higher levels are passed. Common sense dictates handling higher precedence traffic before lower when possible and or outlets are available. Exercise messages. Now, messages in the ARRR format pass for test and exercise purposes may be given the precedence preceded by the word test, as in test R for test routine, test P for obviously for test priority, test W for test welfare, or test emergency. It is customary to indicate within the text of such messages the words test message or exercise. Using exercise of the first and last groups of the text helps alert listeners to the nature of the content to avoid undue alarm. In some exercises, the life of the message may be terminated when the exercise period is terminated, i.e., any such messages are not handled after the exercise. Now, consult with the ARIES, RACES, or NTS group conducting the test to determine if such messages should be filed, handled, and delivered afterwards to permit a full evaluation of the exercise. Okay, this is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Are there any comments, check-ins, and questions? If you'd like to check in, ask a question, or any comments, this is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. So please call now.
Victor Echo 3, Officer, Uniform, Apple. My name is Rudy.
Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, Robert in Sydney.
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, Cannon Prince George, British Columbia, just listening. Very interesting.
Whiskey 4, Romeo Fox Juliet.
Kilo 2, Hotel America.
Okay, this is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. There's a fine list of check-ins or comments and questions, etc. I've got Rudy over on the CN Tower repeater. That's Victor Echo 3, Oscar, Uniform Alpha. I've got Robert down there in Sydney. That's Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee. I've got Ken, Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, who's just listening, but I'll give you a quick call anyway. I've got the Chief, W4RFJ. And, of course, the Happy Amateur, and that's Fred, K2HA. Okay, we're going to go over to Rudy over there in, I think it's Scarborough, if my memory serves me correctly. Victor Echo 3, Oscar Uniform Alpha from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu, Lima.
Well, my friend, you've got it all right. I hope that your coffee be all right. I have no traffic, but I'm listening to hear, and have a great field day with you. This is Mr. Echo with me, Oscar, Uniform Alpha. Papa.
Yeah, Victor Echo 3, Oscar Uniform Alpha from TW8SZL. Okay there, Rudy, thanks for popping in, letting us know you're listening out there. And it's great to hear from you. I haven't spoken to you in quite a while, but we'll have to have a chat again very, very soon. But thanks very much for checking in just to let us know that you are listening. Okay, I'm going to clear with Victor Echo 3, Oscar Uniform Alpha. That's Rudy over there in Scarborough. Next we up, we go into the south, a long way south actually, Robert in Sydney, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee from GW8SNL. Go ahead there, Robert.
GW8SNL, VK2DY, Robert in northwestern Sydney, where it is 9 degrees Celsius, 49 Foxtrot, and mostly sunny. Happy winter solstice from the southern hemisphere. I guess it's summer solstice up there about 2.5 hours ago, if I'm doing the math right. So happy solstice day. Days will get warm longer from here, but shorter for you. Anyway, other than that, I was wondering if the UK has a traffic system like this or not. I can't seem to find any reference to one here in Australia, but I was just sort of curious whether the UK had one or not. VK2DY, back to net.
VK2DY from GW8SZL. Well, we're beating you on temperature there, Robert. Even though it's 18 minutes past midnight here at the moment, we're sat at 59 Foxtrot. That's 14.9 Charlie. No, there is not an NTS system in the UK. I've never, ever heard of one. And I did make a few inquiries, but no, there is not one of them. I know in the days of Packet, you used to use MSIS for transferring of information to a central database, and then all the outstations and emergency centres could actually interrogate that database. For information, but that's the closest I've ever come to. but no, there is not one that's anywhere near as similar to the one we're highlighting this evening there, Robert. DK2DY from GW8SL. Did we lose you, Robert? DK2DY from GW8SL.
Yes, GW8SNL, sorry, VK2DY, just getting organized this morning. Yeah, that's what I thought. I think it probably is North American only, but it is what it is. I know we had such things as radiograms here at one time. I actually sent one at one time back in 2000, I think. Anyway, I think that was just a special event thing. Anyway, thank you again. I won't hold the net. BK2DY.
Yeah, BK2DY from TW8SNL. Okay there, Robert. Thanks for popping in and saying hi and asking that question. Okay, I know that Ken there was just listening, but I'm going to put it over to you there, Ken, in case you've got any comments at all. Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo from TW8SNL.
Nope, don't have any comments, Dave, but I'll tell you what the temperature is, because I know Gordon's listening. We're sitting at 24 Charlie, 75 degrees Foxtrot. Low tonight will be 9 degrees Charlie, 48 degrees Foxtrot. We got no snow on the ground. Yeah, it's just a gorgeous, gorgeous afternoon here in the central part of the province of BC. Interesting conversation, Dave. Carry on. Have a good one. BE7, Papa Golf Kilo.
Yeah, okay there, Ken, and thanks for the weather report there as well. Just one quick question. Do you have anything similar to the NTS system in Canada? Go ahead.
You know, I have no idea. I was actually going to Google this, and I never even thought about it. So we do a lot of communication for Emergency Management BC. Well, it's not called that anymore, but that's close enough. And for Search and Rescue, and we are starting actually to log everything on a computer now. like on a laptop instead of handwriting it. So I have no idea if there is or not. I know we do windmill and stuff like that, but I'll have to look into that, Dave, and I'll try to get back to you somewhere along the line here.
Okay there, Ken. Thanks for that. And yeah, I'd say I've only heard about it in the actual U.S., so I thought I'd pop the question. Yeah, if you find out anything similar or whatever, just drop me an email. I'm good on QRZ. Okay, I'll clear with Ken. That's Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo, and now we're going to sunny Florida. Whiskey 4, Romeo Foxtrot Juliet. Go ahead there, Chief.
Okay, Sir Sizzlin, this is Whiskey 4, Romeo Fox Juliet. Couple of reasons for me checking in is, one, I wanted to let you know I was here. We got right down on the wire. I actually missed the first 5 minutes because my computer had to be restarted. But we are here ready to take over, and I guess one of the things that I'm noticing, Bravo Zulu to the captain for the layout of this script, but I want everybody to realize that ARRL developed the radiogram, and that's exactly what NTS Traffic uses to, to incorporate the ability to send and receive with accuracy and ease of handling. You know, the front of the message, as it's put out by ARRL, has the block that has everything. There's a 25-word limit on it. I'm sure we'll be talking about that. But on the back has all the instructions of what each block would have in it. Okay, I'm going to stop right there because I got to continue on with presidences here. Hope I said that right. Back over to you, Dave. Thanks for being there, shipmate. And thanks for all that you do. Whiskey 4, Romeo Fox Juliet.
Yeah, W4RSJ from GW8S. Okay there, Chief. We got Fred next on the list. He's the last station, and I'll be passing it over to you, but you're sounding great. Okay, I'll clear with Chief over there in Florida. W4RSJ. So next up we have Fred, the happy amateur. And, of course, that is K2HA. The mic is yours there, Fred.
Well, thank you, Dave. This is Fred, K2HA. And you're doing a fine job. Just listening along and learning. It is interesting that the preamble is not changed and stays all the way to the beginning, all the way to the delivery. So, kind of important. Thank you very much. Peace and blessings to you. I'll be listening on. This is Fred, K2HA.
Yeah, K2HA from GW8SLR, just like message headers in an email. That's the closest I can relate to it, and it's logical as well. So you don't get duplicates and all weird and wonderful stuff, depending, of course, if it was put over voice or was it put over some form of data network. But I'm sure that will all come to light a little bit later in the presentation. And with that, I'll thank you, Fred. I'll clear with K2HA. That's Fred up there in PA. And we are now going to go over to the Chief there. Of course, that's W4RFJ. To continue on with tonight's program. W4RFJ, GW8SZL. It's all yours, Chief.
Okay, well, this is W4RFJ, and I'm glad you can hear me okay. Next in the precedences is the service messages. You know, sometimes there's information in the header that asks for a return receipt or a return reply, and the precedence of an SVC message should be the same as that of the message being serviced. SVC ahead of the message number indicates a service message sent between stations relative to a message handling or delivery. Since they affect timely delivery, they are handled before routine messages. SVC is not a precedence. It's just a message that's used to provide information concerning a message that had already been sent servicing it. Handling instructions. This is optional. However, these are optional. Do not use handling instructions unless a particular need is present. Handling instructions are used to instruct the relaying and or delivery operator to handle the message according to following codes. Refer to ARRL CD218, the pink card. If used, handling instructions must stay with the message to the point of delivery. Okay, so without further ado, I'm trying to get my screen to advance. Handling instructions details. Hotel X-ray Alpha, that's followed by a number. Collect landline delivery authorized by addressee within blank miles. If no number, authorization is unlimited. So the number is the number of miles. Okay, Hotel X-ray Bravo, followed by a number. Cancel message if not delivered within blank hours of filing time. Service originating station. So this would basically, if it doesn't get delivered within 24 hours, the station relaying will send a service message back to the originating station. Let me grab a nickel. Okay, next is Hotel X-ray Charlie. Report date and time of delivery of the message back to the originating station. This would also develop a service message back to the originating station. All right, next we have Hotel X-ray Delta. Report to original station the identity of the station from which received, plus date and time. Report identity of station to which relayed, plus date and time, or if delivered, report date and time and method of delivery by service message. Okay, Hotel X-ray Echo. Delivering station, get reply from addressee, originate message back. Okay, so you can actually ask for a reply. Hotel X-ray Fox, followed by a number, is basically a hold delivery until whatever date, and that date would be a number. Hotel X-ray Golf, delivery by mail or landline, toll call not required. If toll call or other expense involved, cancel message and send service message back to the originating station. More than one Hotel X-ray code may be used. If more than one code is used, they may be combined provided no numbers are to be inserted. Otherwise, the HX should be repeated. Thus, number 27, routine HXACW1AW, or number figures 27, Romeo, Hotel X-ray 50, Hotel X-ray Charlie, W1AW. Okay, let me grab another nickel just for giggles. Okay, this is W4RFJ with the South Cars Thursday Information Net. Station of origin, the call sign of the amateur station originating, thus creating the message for first introduction into the amateur system, is the station of origin and must be in all messages. This call sign must stay with the message to the point of delivery. Service messages go back to this station. All right, recheck, resetting timers, and we'll talk about check. Apologize for the delay. I'm having trouble with this computer tonight. Okay, check. The check is the number of word groups in the text of the message and must be used on all messages. This number is used by operators to verify that the text has been copied with the correct number of groups. Okay, next on the preamble is the place of origin. My experience is the location, city, and state of the party for whom the message is created, not necessarily the location of the station of origin. Time filed. Optional time filed is used only when filing time has some importance relative to the precedence, handling instructions, or meaning in the text. Time filed is the time when the message is created by the station of origin. The time figures are in the 24-hour format, followed by letter Zulu to denote UTC time or local time, as in 21, like Zulu time would be 02:15 Zulu, or local time would be 22:15 Eastern Daylight Time. It is acceptable to specify local time as L as in Lima. Instead of saying 22:15 EDT, you can say 22:15 Lima as in local. Okay. UTC Z date and time is customary on ARRL messages, and unmarked time is assumed to be UTC. To avoid ambiguity, mark the time with a Z, time zone designator, or L, time and date must agree that is that is related to the same time zone. Give me a second here. Okay, the time filed is normally omitted on routine traffic, having no special time concerns. If used, the filing time must stay with the message to the point of delivery. Then we get on into the month filed. The month must be used on all messages. If time filed is used, this date must agree with that time. The entry is the month in which the message is created and is written in the preamble as a three-letter abbreviation. The month and day is assumed to be UTC unless marked otherwise. Day filed is the day of the month in which the message was originated and must be used on all messages. If time filed is used, the date and time must agree. The day is written in figures only, no leading zeros. And then we've got the address. This is all part of the preamble, so this would go to whatever the address is. The second section of the message is used to specify the name, address, state, city, zip, and telephone number of the addressee. Line one should contain the full name of the addressee, and if possible, it should be the name, as it is most likely to be found on the local telephone directory at the point of delivery. The street address, line two, is a street address or institution's name, which might require an extra line in the address. Enter figures, street name. Spell out east, west, north, south for clarity, and apartment or unit number. Sections of a city, is as in southeast, northwest, are usually left abbreviated. Okay, and let's see, the city, state, and zip, using the standard two-letter abbreviations in the zip code, are entered without punctuation. Nine-digit zips are written with a spelled dash. Owings Mills, as an example, Owings Mills, Maryland, 21117-2345. That's Delta Alpha Sierra Hotel, figures 2345. Okay, the telephone number. The telephone numbers are written as three groups of digits with no punctuation. Area code, exchange, or number, only two groups if the area code is not required. And just as an example, for three-letter groups or for three-figure groups, it's figures 212-555-3245, or if no area code is required, it is...
Stand by, guys and gals. He'll be back. He's timed out. KY6B. Well, that was a doozy of a timeout, Roger.
Where did you lose me?
I'm not really sure. It was back where you were talking about zip codes or something. But pick it up wherever you feel comfortable. Over.
Needs to start with email address.
Okay, email address. Thank you, gentlemen. The latest version of the radiogram has a space for email address of the recipient. After that is the address op note. An op note may be inserted after the telephone figures before the text relating to handling and or delivery matters. The words op note are used to introduce this information when transmitting the message. Op notes are optional and are generally not considered part of the message to be delivered to the addressee. There are primarily for use by the handling operators. For example, the following address with op note relates to when to attempt the delivery by telephone. And I'm going to try to do this as I would do it on the air. I might do it wrong, but I'll do it as well as I can. Let me grab a nickel. Okay, the preamble would have been read, and right after the month and day, it would say, to Donald R. Smith, common spelling, Sierra Mike, India, Tango Hotel. Figures, 164 East 6th Avenue, River City, Maryland. Figures 00789. Telephone, figures 301-555-3470. Op note, work day only. Break for text. All right, let me make sure that all got out. Did that get out okay there, Captain?
Yeah, that's just fine. Thank you.
All right, I saw a key up. I didn't hear any audio. Okay, so at this point, we're asking for comments or check-ins. Ant pass. Oh, I just found a misspelling, but that's all right. Did great everywhere else. So for comments or check-ins, please come now, W4RFJ.
RFJ, copy, KC8, Fox, Queen, Victor. I'm going to head into a meeting, but I do have a website that you guys can take a look at. KCFQV.
Kilo, Yankee 4, Nota Bene, KY4NB, Scott in Memphis. Just a quick check-in there, Chief. I'm listening.
Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo for a recheck.
Okay, at this point, I have Fox, Queen, Victor. That's Mark. And I have Nota Bene, Scott. And last on the list so far is Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo. Are there any others? Okay. Whoever that was, all I'm getting is noise. And I can't read your name on the screen. So one last time, any more for comments or check-ins to the South Cars VOIP Thursday Information Net?
Victor Echo 3, Mike Alpha Bravo. Victor Echo 3, Mike Alpha Bravo.
Okay, the net recognizes Victor Echo 3, Mike Alpha Bravo. Please stand by. You'll be the tail gunner. Kilo, Queen Victor. Mark, go ahead and fill in your call again for me, please. And what's your comment, sir?
All right. The call is KC8FQV, that's King Charles 8, Fox Queen Victor. And I was going to just, because we're talking about the traffic handling tonight, the website we have up here, so we have the 147015, which is the WOKE repeater. We do a traffic net 3 days a week on there, Sunday, Tuesday, and Friday. Call up tricountytraffic.net. That's the website, tricountytraffic.net. And there's information on there and about doing training and that. We've been doing that for probably 10 years at least, I think. And it covers more than three counties. That repeater is a very high-profile machine. And, of course, then there's the Burning River group over on the west side of Cleveland. They have a net. I think they do it three or four times. They might be every night of the week. But there's the website we have for Tri-County Traffic, all one word, .net. So back it comes, case C8 up.
Okay, Mark, thank you for that. Scott, it's your turn. Kilo 4, November Bravo. I think I got that right. I'm sorry I was fumbling for a pad and pen when I was trying to remember all these calls. Go ahead, Scott.
W4RFJ, this is Kilo Yankee 4, November Bravo, KY4NB. I have been trying to get rid of that Yankee in my call sign, but with no luck yet there, Chief. Hi, hi. Anyway, just enjoyed listening. I don't know enough about this to make too many comments, but it's good there's something out there and that everybody can communicate in a time of need. And so I'm just listening and learning, as another ham friend of mine, Mike, says, KL7FR from Alaska. So thanks for doing the net today, Chief. We do appreciate it. And I'll be listening and learning. KY4NB, back over to you and the group.
Okay. Outstanding, Scott. Well, thanks for being there. We'll break with you. Victor Echo 7, Papa Golf Kilo. It's your turn, sir. W4RFJ, present net control.
Yeah, thanks, Chief. Just a quick comment to Dave. Yes, Canada does follow the national traffic system. You can go to Radio Amateurs of Canada, and all the information's on the page there. And some of us in the north here are starting to use WinLink, HF WinLink, and APRS sending messages back and forth every Wednesday, doing emergency communications that way. So that was just my comment. Carry on. You're doing a fine job there, young man. 73s.
Oh, man. I like you already. Okay, well, I'm going to look into that myself. I'm actually in the process of getting WinLink HF and WinLink FM working here locally here in Rainbow Springs, Florida. And I participate daily on the Florida Phone Traffic Net, which is at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. And that's on 3940. And do the South Florida Aries Net, which we pass traffic there also. And I'm looking at getting some packet systems up and other means to get NTS and regular packet radiograms back and forth throughout the world. So as I tell my close-in friends and relatives, stand by for heavy rolls. All right, last on the list, but not least, is Victor Echo 3, Mike Alva Bravo. Was it you having trouble getting in? This is W4RFJ, and what's your comment or question?
Victor Echo 3, Mike Alva Bravo. Yes, I think it was me. I'd like to say that this net is really interesting. I was going to say the same thing as the previous agent. I was going to mention the VE3URU repeater. The VE3URU repeater. Maybe traffic data. Over to Mexico. This will be my Alpha.
Victor Echo 3, Mike Alpha Bravo. Do you mind sharing your name and your location? Over.
Yes, it's Moat Brer. It's M-O-T-H. Last name is spelled B-R-E-R. And it's North York, Toronto, Ontario.
Okay, I apologize. I did not get that at all, but we'll just let it rest it there. We appreciate you joining us here this evening, and thanks. Just ride along, and maybe you'll learn something. I'm hoping to get something out of this, too, because, you know, the captain who wrote this script, he's been around since Noah was a mess cook, so he knows all about this stuff. All right, we break with Victor Echo 3, Mike Alpha Bravo, and I guess I'll put it out a call for the alien life form, KE5ALF, W4RFJ, you with us?
W4RFJ, this is KE5ALF, the SCARS resident alien. I'm in process on heading my way back to planet Earth. But let's go on with this. I want to start with messages for other services. Messages which must be refiled with other systems such as Mars or Races may require additional information such as rank, unit information, APO, etc. Find out what is required by consulting an operator in that system before accepting the message so that you are prepared to ask for what is needed. Let's go to the text. The text contains the actual message information authorized by the person for whom the message was originated. Note that the amateur does not originate messages for a person without permission from that person. The text is entered in Section 3 of the message form. When transmitting a message, the text is separated from the preceding address and the signature to follow by the use of the word break on voice. The prosign BT on CW to allow the receiving operator to know it is beginning and end. Break and BT are not counted as groups. The text is divided into word groups, 5 or 10 to a line for easy counting, and is usually transmitted to 25 words or less. Let me take a break here real quick. Punctuation characters are not used in the text except as follows. The slash, forward slash, by the way, is used to separate characters within a group, as in 304/BA. Since the slash is part of the group, it does not qualify as a separate group for the check. Although usually not used as a group by itself, a space on the left and on the right, it is so used it would be counted in the check. X. The letter X used to denote a period, the letter X is never used as the last group of the text. The X is a separate group and is counted for the check-in. In a radiogram transmitted by voice, the character is read using a phonic X ray. R. The letter R is used in place of a decimal in mixed figure groups, as in 7013R5, 7013.5 or 146R670. 146.670. Since the R is part of the group, it does not qualify as a separate group for the check. The inclusion of the R makes the group a mixed group for transmission on voice. Let me take a little break here. Other punctuation is spelled out in order to avoid confusion with prosigns used in the transmission of the messages, as in query for a question, dash to separate special number or mixed groups, exclamation or comma, etc. Hyphens are not used in telephone number groups or anywhere else in the text. Such punctuation words are separate groups and are counted for the check. ARRL number radiograms. For commonly sent messages and for efficiency during times of radio congestion, the ARRL numbered radiogram briefly code may be employed. This assigns full sentences to each of 48 different numbers, which are spelled out in the message and preceded by the procedure word of ARL. For an example, ARRL 46 is a abbreviated code for happy birthday and is expanded upon delivery outside of the MTS system to greetings on your birthday and the best wishes for many more to come. For purposes of the word count, ARL 46 is three words It is never written down as ARL-46. Salutations. Words like love and regards, often associated with signatures and formal letters, are put in the text in amateur messages, not in the signature. Counting word groups for the check. The number value to be entered in the check is the preamble of the message, is the total number of groups in the text between the start and end prosigns, but not counting the prosigns. An easy rule to remember about counting word groups: any group of one or more consecutive characters with no interrupting spaces, with a space before it and after it, is counted as one group. Such a group may be all letters and all numbers, or any mix of numbers, letters, or slashes. So long as there are no spaces within the group, each word group of connected digits, connected mixed characters, spelled punctuation word, X, or ARL, constitutes one group for the purpose of calculating the total number count to enter into the checks of the preamble. The prosigns break or BT on CW at the start and end of the text are not counted. Let me reset here real quick. Signature part, the signature of the message is the name of the person for whom the message is created, not necessarily the station of origin, and any other information that person wishes to include, such as addresses, telephone numbers, title, etc. The place of origin given by the preamble is the location of this individual. Words like love and regards, often associated with signatures and formal letters, are put in the text in amateur messages. Amateur call signs, titles, QCWA or OOTC numbers, etc., and the signature followed the name on the same line. Addresses for the signing party are optionally including upon request on subsequent lines, exactly as done in the address section, but are included only if important to the originator. Message purpose or replying: since most addresses know the party from whom messages originate, most messages in daily NTS services have simple one-line signatures. Messages are served agencies during disasters generally require an authorized signature in full. Messages without the same may be refused. It is important for originating stations to get full information about persons for whom messages are originated in order to be able to reconnect them should a problem arise in the delivery of their message or if a reply is received. Signature op note. An op note may be inserted after the signature before the end of the message relating to reply and or servicing matters. The words op note are used to introduce this information when transmitting the message. Op notes are optional and are generally not considered part of the message to be delivered to the addressee. They are primarily used for handling operators. Okay, we are reaching the end of the program. At this point, do we have any final questions, comments, or late check-ins? One more time. Do we have any final questions, comments, or late check-ins? Okay, then. Thanks for coming by this evening. This has been SCARS, VOIP.net. Schedules and general information may be found on our SCARS, VOIP.com website. This is KE5AOF closing the net for this evening, and we appreciate you stopping by for our usual TIN Thursday Information Net. I'm closing now and return it back to regular scheduled net business.